The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Deciding between getting your degree or building your career? Do both at Defiance College. Earn your degree while gaining real-world experience that sets you apart with their career readiness program, Jacket Journey. Apply today at defiance.edu.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Kristen and I are seeing something completely different here. Stumbled upon this a couple of days ago. It is a trend that has been happening on ChatGPT and social media for a while, and I decided to jump in on it. And Kristen and I have some really good friends, Molly and Joel Cassie, also Molly and Joel, and they have a newborn, Joni, who is like the most, she's adorable.
She's precious.
How are Molly and Joel not capitalizing and cashing in on that kid? That's got to be.
She's a beautiful baby.
She's a beautiful baby, right?
Always smiling.
Always smiling, right? Well, they came over the other day. Molly and Joni came over the other day. And I was really curious. I snapped a picture of Joni and tried this trend where you put it in a ChatGPT and you ask, like, what is my kid going to look like when they're 16 years old?
You got Molly's blessing before doing that, right?
Nuh-uh. Yeah, of course I did.
Okay. I'm about to come across this table at you.
No, she was just as into it, right? Yes. And I didn't share it on social or anything. But the picture came out and it was beautiful. It looked like Joni at 16. ChatGPT knows what it's doing. It's amazing. So Molly was sitting there with her mouth wide open because that's the last thing you're thinking of is like, what is my kid going to look like there? And even if people could have predicted it before, you probably wouldn't have given it a lot of credibility because it's a person, but somehow ChatGPT is definitely going to get it right. And it was a beautiful, beautiful picture. So I shared that with Amanda, who did the same thing with Asa. And his picture came out amazing. What a good-looking 16-year-old kid. And then she tied it together on her family tree, and Asa looks so similar to her brothers when they were 16 years old.
Aww.
Like, ChatGPT nailed it. And I thought it was fascinating and beautiful, and Kristen called it creepy.
So we're going to have to get deep again, because I was trying to figure out why I had a visceral reaction to it when you showed me, because it was... I mean, if I'm just being fair and honest with myself, it was off-putting when you showed it to me. Like, I didn't have that same reaction as you did. And so I sat with it for a couple days. Like, why? Because, you know, I'm like, why did I have that reaction? Because, I mean, yeah, it's cute. And I've also seen the trends with teachers doing it with their students to show them what they could be when they grow up as, like, astronauts or veterinarians or military. And I didn't have that reaction then. And so I sat with it, you know, because that's what therapy teaches you to do. You like to sit with things because, you know, and I'm a big fan of getting to the why. And again, we're going to have to get deep. Sorry, not sorry. I would absolutely not do this with Jimmy. And there are two main reasons why. The first is, and we see things through our lived experience, right? We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are and everything we've experienced, and that colors everything that we see. So for me, while I am so grateful for my son and that we were successful in conceiving him, you still have resentment when you are in the TTC club, the trying to conceive club, and you still have resentment with your infertility because you didn't get to have like the normal process that everybody else did. And a lot of things were stolen from you as far as like being able to surprise Bart that we were pregnant or, you know, things of that nature. Like it takes some of those, it sucks those milestones and special moments out because it's just so technical and so, you know, scientific. So, I want it to be, and I'm not saying ChatGPT is getting this, like, is getting the nail on the head. Will these kids look like this when they're 16? Who knows? I think it's just like a fun internet viral trend to do. But for me, I don't want to know what he looks like when he's 16 because I want that to be a surprise. You know, I want that to be a part of seeing him ever evolving because we got a lot of that stolen from us having to go through the IVF journey, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's another one, but it's so morbid and I'm so sorry. I am not a little stitious. I am superstitious and I don't want to put that into the universe because I fear doing something like that is, I don't even know how to say this. And I feel like I need a trigger warning doing it. I feel like I jinx it by doing that with him.
Mm-hmm. You think that if a beautiful picture comes out, they're going to end up as an ug?
No, it's worse than that. That would be the real tragedy.
He won't ever get to that point.
Oh, gosh, that is dark.
I know.
I know where you're coming from.
I told you.
Because it feels like you're being presumptuous with the universe.
Right?
Like, what is my kid going to look like at 16? You don't know what's going to happen in the next 12 years. I get it.
So I don't even want to mess with it. I don't even want to touch with it. Because, again, I'm not a little stitious. I am superstitious.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Here's your kid warning because I'm about to say something inappropriate.
Please do.
My 4-year-old son told the babysitter I have a hairy penis.
Stop.
I am shooketh.
I'm not surprised.
He said that you had a hairy penis?
I am shooketh. There are very few times that I am speechless. I did not see that coming.
Jimmy told our babysitter I have a hairy penis.
Okay, what's the origin story here?
Well, okay, so I wanted to do yoga yesterday, but Bart had to work on the condo, so we hit up our babysitter, whom we adore, and she came over and hung out with Jimmy Jam. That's his nickname, and that's what she loves calling him, Jimmy Jam. And so he is at this beautiful little precocious age, and the stuff that he says, even non-intentionally, it's just hilarious. It's hilarious what they say and do. We walked into a friend's house yesterday, and he's like, wow, their house sure is looking nice.
4 years
that
old.
That is so cute.
Right? It's little things like that are just so freaking comical. So, you know, I come in, they're in the playroom, and they're having their monster truck show because, you know, I took them to Monster Jam. And so now he likes to put on monster truck shows for everybody, right? Because he's got a bunch of monster trucks. So he's in there with her, and they're doing a monster truck show. And she gives me this look, and she's like, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe what Jimmy said to me. And she was trying to tell me quietly because I guess she didn't want him to repeat it. But she's like, yeah, so Jimmy told me that you have a hairy penis. And I just now I'm standing in the playroom with the babysitter, and she has now whispered that phrase to me. And I look at Jimmy and I go, Jimmy, did you tell the babysitter I have a hairy penis? And he goes, ha ha ha, Mama has a hairy penis. And so now I'm just like, what is happening in my life right now? And my instinct was to look at her and go, I get waxed, like WTF. Now, granted, when you get waxed, in between waxing, there has to be a certain amount of hair growth before you can go back and get waxed. And I am due for a wax. And you also have to take into account that my 4-year-old and I still take showers together, right? So, you know, he's in there with me, and he'll have questions sometimes. And I have told him before that, you know, the difference between a penis and vagina and who has which one, right? And so, because we went through a phase where he used to tell everybody he has a tiny penis, but Dada has a big penis. So now I'm like, And so I had to explain to him, and I'm just using all layman terms at this point, right? I'm just, and I'm like, Jimmy, remember, mama doesn't have a penis. Mama has a vagina. And then he's like, ha ha, mama has a hairy vagina. I'm like, what? It's my world right now. And I just looked at Sneha, and she is just like doubled over. And let's just say I tipped her a little extra for that afternoon's babysitting.
That's definitely your kid, man.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you feel it? The healing has begun. And the kids can prove it with how they finish toxic parenting phrases. Have you seen this new trend on social media?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, I love it so much. So what is happening is parents are giving kids these toxic parenting phrases, and then kids are finishing them. And the way they're finishing them is proving that we're changing the tides. We're breaking generational curses. Kids are feeling love. They're not fearing fear, And it honestly, it's so heartwarming to bear witness to.
I guess I got
to
try harder. Wish I could have been a kid in 2025.
I know, right? So I have pulled some of the best clips. And I'm going to give you the toxic parenting phrase, and I want you guys to finish it. And we should know these. And then I'm going to play it in its entirety so you can hear how millennial and Gen X, their kids are finishing these phrases, okay? So we'll go ahead and listen to the first one.
Kids should be seen.
Kids should be seen.
And not heard.
Kids should be seen and not heard. Okay, so this is from Anna Christina M. And she asked her son, kids should be seen. And this is how he finished it.
Kids should be seen.
At school.
Aww. They should be seen at school.
All right, here's your next one to guess. Finish this toxic parenting phrase.
I'll give you something too.
Cry about.
Correct. I'll give you something to cry about. Let's hear what her son said.
I'll give you something to
eat with.
Oh, something to eat with.
And she's like, oh, like a spoon or a fork or something like that. He's like, yeah. All right. This is a very, very popular, like old school toxic parenting phrase. You ready for your next one?
I brought you into this world.
And I can take you out of it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, come on, Cassie.
Abby, are you like not knowing any of these?
I didn't want to say it over you because then the audience can't hear it. So I'm just letting you take it.
Oh, okay. You get the next one.
Okay. All right. So I brought you into this world. I can take you out. Here's how her son finished it.
I brought you into this world.
To have a great life.
Oh my gosh. This kid is so cute.
I want to be her kid.
I know. It's absolutely precious. All right. Now we have team two moms. Okay. And she is asking these same toxic parenting questions to her son. And here is the first one she asked him.
Big boys.
Oh, I actually don't know this one.
Don't cry?
Correct.
Oh.
Big boys don't cry.
I missed that Fergie song.
All right, and here's how her son finished it.
Big boys are tough.
Big boys are tough.
Okay.
All right, the next one she gave her son.
Pink is for
girls. That is correct. Pink is for girls. Now, just to paint a picture, she is in the video wearing a pink shirt, and her son is also wearing a pink shirt.
Oh.
So when she asked him, he says,
pink is for
everyone.
Stop. It's so cute.
Dude, every time one of these pops up in my feed, I automatically stop and I watch them. All right, so sunkissed.mama. Now, she's asking her daughter, and her daughter's a tween, okay? And she's asking her some of these. And this is the toxic parenting phrase she gave her daughter.
I love you, but...
I love you, but...
Is there like a natural ending?
I don't know that one.
I love you, but go away.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. People say that to their kids?
I say that to my cats. I kind of get it.
No, I think it, but yeah. I wouldn't say it.
Yeah. I love you, but go away. Like, but go away. Leave me alone. That is the toxic parenting phrase. So she asked her daughter this, and this is how she finished it.
I love you, but...
Why would you say but?
Aww.
Why would you say I love you?
True.
But?
Yeah, there should be no but after I love you.
Amen, little kid. And putting the music from Inside Out in there is cruel.
All right, your next toxic parenting phrase.
Just wait until
dad gets home?
Yep.
Well, you don't need to wait till dad gets home. You're going to deal with me.
Just wait until your dad gets home. That's the old school toxic parenting phrase. This is how her daughter finished it.
Just wait until
you're older.
Okay, people do say that. Mm-hmm.
Just wait until you're older, yeah. Until you're old enough. All right, and the next one, last one, as long as you live under my roof.
As long as you live under my roof.
As long as you live under my roof,
you'll live by my rules.
That is correct. So when she asked her daughter, this is what her daughter said.
As long as you live under my roof.
You have to be nice.
You have to be nice.
Okay, I'm a challenge. I don't think that last one is toxic. Like, it is my rules. Okay?
I was about to say, I feel like all the Gen Xers and, like, my parents are in the car like, oh, okay, I'm right here.
As long as you live under my house, all you need to do is be nice. You don't need to do anything.
All right, we've been asking.
Soft Gen Alpha. Everyone's so soft now.
You said, all of a sudden, you turned into Yoda, and I don't know how that happened.
My mom is Yoda. She's small and a little green.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.